Hello, hello. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Hey, good to have you again. Thanks for all your support. Thank you for being patient, waiting for this next episode. But we have finally made it. We finally made it. Episode 6 of the Pearls Podcast. We are here. And still, we are better together. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 17 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Woo! Summer is here and it's hot. It's in full blast. Let's get outside. Matter of fact, tomorrow, June 7th, is National Get Outside Day. So if you need a reason to get outside, I think tomorrow will be a great reason to get outside. I mean, if the weather's permitting, I encourage everyone to please get outside and enjoy some of this beautiful summer weather. All right, 60th year anniversary for Greater Friendship Baptist Church. Activities begin tonight. There's a musical and there's a family fun day from 10 to 2 tomorrow. And the 60th year services are there's two services. There's one at 9:30 a.m. and another at 4 p.m. celebrating 60 years of existence. Greater Friendship, congratulations. Awesome things have been going on throughout those 60 years, and some wonderful people have gone through that wonderful church, and it's going to be an amazing time to celebrate 60 years. So let's give that a hand for a second. Give that a hand. All right. So, June 14th, we got a Fit Flex Friday with 57 Fits on Marcus Watson. He's a personal trainer. He's going to come out. He's going to help us get through this summer and the rest of this year in a healthy fashion. Give us tips on how to work out properly and safely and encourage us to work out more and often. We're going to have a walk around the Lake Nokomis. So that's where we're going to meet, Nokomis Community Center. Everyone meet there at 6 o'clock. And we're going to have a short workout and be done by 8. So it'll be great if we can see you there. It would be a great time to kick off Father's Day weekend. So if you can make it, please show up. We'd love to see you there. Stay hydrated and learn some encouraging tips on how to stay fit. And we can get our flex on when we're done. All right. That is next Friday, June 14th, kicking off Father's Day weekend. Check out the We Are Better Together store at pearls11.org/store. You can get your gear there and show the world that we are better together. Together. All right. We have today an illustrious guest by the name of Nate Fears. He's a health and wellness coach. He owns Uptown Hub Nutrition Club. He's my freshman roommate from UMD. We played ball together for 4 years, led the class after us, so we graduated, and then the class after us won the national championship. So I could say we took part in raising up some leaders on that team and taking part in some things that we did together and transitioning that program into a higher level. So we're glad to have Nate today. He's been doing some amazing things. He's going to tell us all about it. So stay tuned. All right. And we have Mr. Fears here with us. Say hello.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Good. Glad to be here.
Good to have you today. Thanks for joining us. Just going to get right to some questions and just tell us who you are and how long have you been in business?
All right. So my name is Nate Fears from Richfield, Minnesota. Me and Joe played football together up at Duluth. And then after that, I was a gym manager and a personal trainer here in the Minneapolis area. And then I got into nutrition back in, let's see, what's the date? 2009. And so now I'm a health and wellness coach. So just focus on nutrition and meal plans and customizing it for people who want to lose weight, gain weight, increase their energy. You know, just simple nutrition stuff, and then we sell supplements and all that stuff. But we have a health and wellness center called the Uptown Hub Nutrition Club. That's in Uptown, 29th and Garfield. And we have like a really fun like smoothie bar with energy teas and protein shakes and stuff. It's like a healthy alternative for people to come and get instead of fast food. They can come here. It's like a coffee shop like atmosphere, very positive people, upbeat music, and try one of our 50 flavored shakes that are amazing. They're all 24 grams of protein, 21 vitamins and minerals, and 200 calories. So they're really, really good. It tastes like ice cream, and they're good for you.
And I just had the Hub Love tea, and it's amazing. I'm starting to feel the energy now.
Yep.
Our goal, healthy drink, and I feel good.
Our goal is to take anything that you crave, like ice cream-wise or like foods, and make it into a healthy version. So we always have shakes of the weeks and tea of the week, so everything changes. Right now, we have the iced coffee with cream shake. So we have coffee here, too, if you guys like coffee.
Awesome. All right. Hey, so what inspired you to start, and what inspires you to continue going with your business?
What inspired us to start was I got great results on the products that we sell. And so I lost 15 pounds in 2 months, increased my energy, and didn't understand the importance of nutrition until I got taught. Even as an athlete and a trainer and a gym manager, no one ever taught me about nutrition. So I was like, man, if I don't know about nutrition and I'm around health and wellness naturally, then the percentage of people knowing about nutrition is very, very small. We're in the United States. It's the highest, we're the highest in obesity and heart disease. We have the highest amount of gyms, but gyms don't correlate to health necessarily. Nutrition is the missing piece. Mm-hmm. Well, there's all these different pieces for health, but I think it's a big one, especially with all the fast food. Mm-hmm. And so what really drives us is to have a nutrition club and people who are coaches like myself in every single community so that they can get help if they need it for health reasons. They want to look better, feel better, have energy with their kids and stuff like that.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yes. Any roadblocks on the way to getting your business started and getting it off the road here?
Yeah, we've been in business for about 10 years, and the first, I'd say, 5 years was trial and error, right? So you're trying stuff and see if it works, and we had a couple other nutrition clubs that kind of closed down, and we had to, revamp our model, and we had to get our systems in place, and so there's a lot of personal growth and the organizational growth and defining the right people to be on the team. It's kind of like a puzzle where you're trying to find the right pieces for it. Mm-hmm. And once you get the right pieces and the right people with the right mindsets and with the same vision and drive and goals, then we all work together. And so we went from one nutrition club to three. And then now there's over 20 in our organization in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio.
Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks. The goal is to have one in every single city, just like there's gyms. So if there's a gym, I want a nutrition club in it. Did you know in the United States there's 385,000 gyms?
Wow.
So we have 20 some nutrition clubs. What if we had 385,000 nutrition clubs?
That'd be insane.
So that's the vision, right? It's a big vision that it fits everyone else's visions in it, and so everyone can have a career and strive at the same time.
That's a lot of gyms. I didn't know.
It's a lot of friggin' gyms. No, there's 100 within the... We're in Minneapolis. There's 100 within a 5 mile radius.
100.
Easily.
Hmm.
That's... I Googled it.
You have no reason not to have somewhere to work out.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
On that topic of working out, what are your favorite workouts? Like, what do you like to do for exercise?
I would say high-intensity workouts along with weightlifting are going to be my favorites. Now, I do cardio. Do I love it? No. I don't know if a lot of people do like cardio. But I do like weightlifting and all different kinds of forms. I used to do CrossFit. But I like getting the heart rate up and just doing pretty normal workouts, actually. It's just all about being consistent. But I love it, so.
Good.
What about you? What kind of workouts do you like?
Oh, I'm all about just playing basketball and just running.
Yeah.
I'm not like full like 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile, but just like sprints and just doing like old football workouts that we used to do, working on the feet still, making sure my muscles are still.
That's good.
Bones are still.
You know what's really good? Intact. It's pushing a sled.
Yes.
Is intense.
Yes, that is. That's full body.
I like that. Yeah. It goes quick and it's really effective. So
yeah,
it's a good one.
Works on the burst there.
Mm-hmm.
So what can people do to become healthier individuals in this day and age? of technology and...
Man, just baby steps. I feel like if you're going to start working out, people think they have to, like, get a trainer or do all this stuff. It's like, what about going for a walk? You know, like, I always tell people, find something you like to do, like you, like play basketball, right?
Right.
Find something you like to do and just stay consistent at it. Mm-hmm. Everything is about consistency and building it up. And so if you don't like something, you're probably not going to do it. So that also goes with nutrition, right? Like if you're not eating, you know, breakfast or lunch or dinner, or if you're missing your snacks in between, or, you know, you're craving all these bad foods for some reason, then I always start my clients like with a 3-day meal plan where they can just try out our meal plan and we can fill in the gaps where they're missing nutrition. I feel like there's a lot of information out there, but there's no one to be like, okay, eat this at these times with like stuff that you actually like. And that has like a proven track record. There's not a lot of that going on. There's a lot of online stuff, but not someone you can be like, hey, let me have a conversation about. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are selling programs,
right?
But you're not building a relationship. So I think find someone like us that you can build a relationship with, mm-hmm. that can really, you know, guide you along the way. Because it's a journey. It's not a sprint. It takes a while. It takes a lot of learning, and there's a lot of temptations in our world. And, you know, you got to learn how to, it's a mental game.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the Wall of Fame here with some amazing clients that, you know, some is down 9% body fat, mm-hmm. down 21 pounds, down 3% body fat. So if you are looking to lose or gain healthy weight, this is the guy you need to come see over here at the Uptown Hub. So how can people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you, Nate?
Social media is going to be the best. So on Instagram and Facebook, you can look us up, Uptown Hub Nutrition Club, all one word. And then my name is Nate Fears, NateFears. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook under those names. And yeah, just reach out and, you know, just hit us up and I get back to people within, you know, a couple hours, and we're willing to help you out however you need it.
All right, so awesome. Any upcoming ventures we should know about that you got going on for the club, or any personal things you want to let us know coming up that we could, I don't know.
Not much, actually. I mean, we're traveling a lot. We got a baby coming in August. So it's just the club, we always have new stuff going on at the club with the Shake of the Weeks and Tea of the Weeks. We're going to have some workouts outside. We also have online weight loss challenges coming up. So I tell people, contact me and I can kind of update you on everything. But right now it's pretty simple. We're working on some other nutrition clubs opening up and, you know, just helping all our customers. We got, you know, over 300 customers that we're helping out. So just following up with people and making sure everyone's, you know, getting the results that they want is the biggest thing. And you can be close. You can be in the metro area of Minneapolis, or you can be far away. We have clients all over the country, so we can do a lot over FaceTime and text and stuff like that too, which is really cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, one last question, actually. What do your cheat days look like here?
Oh man, my cheat days are amazing. So I like, me and Molly like sushi. We also like pizza and chicken wings, and she loves nachos.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we'll do like, not right now, but because I'm really trying to cut some weight right now. But we'll do like one cheat meal a week. One meal, not a day, Joe.
One meal, not a day. You don't get a whole day,
all
right.
No. Yeah, so, yeah, we like all those foods. We just don't have them all the time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for joining us. We better together. So don't forget June 14th, Fit Flex Friday. Get in touch with us if you would like to be a part. Otherwise, hey, let's give Mr. Fears a hand here. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to meet you guys. And happy to meet you again.
Awesome. Thank you. Be blessed.